Cardiff.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ruben, Lamar.
Hey, Lamar, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Give me 1 second, please.
It's election day, man. Cheer up.
I'm not. It's not that I'm not cheered up. I'm slammed.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure I've got everything here for you. I've got Strong Structural Steel LTD as one company. The other company I've got is Strong Structural Services. Is that correct?
No, it's Strong Steel of Texas.
Strong Steel of Texas.
That's the equipment holding company that we're trying to put this under.
And it's at the same 805 West Rancho Blanco, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just in a different system right now. I'm not in front of your email.
No, that's all right.
You're 100% owner of both, correct?
That's correct.
Can you give me the tax ID of each one, please?
I did on that application.
Yes. Give me a second.
Hey, Ruben, and be careful. Make sure you're working with the most recent one.
Okay.
Because I sent you the application, and I had put the wrong tax ID number on the wrong name, and then I revised it and sent it back.
All right, I'm just,
so the
go ahead, I'm sorry.
If you're looking at the one that has my Social Security number, then you're looking at the right one.
Okay. Okay, I just got one in blue. So the Strong Structural Steel Limited is 20. Just bring this up. I have not pulled your personal credit, by the way.
Good.
Now my word. Two zero two six one four six eight nine, and I've got the tax ID of Strong Steel of Texas as 46-487-3935.
That's correct.
And they're both limited liability companies, LTD, right?
Yep.
Okay. One question for you. Strong Steel of Texas Limited, which is the holding company. Let's bring it. There are some equipment notes you have recently. I just want to figure out what they're for. There's one that goes in 2015 for People's United Equipment Finance Corp. That's like your primary lender, it looks like.
Well, I went to an auction and I purchased some equipment in 15 through them.
Okay.
And yeah, that's what that is.
And did you sign personally for that, or was that just under the company only?
I'm going to have to go back and look. I don't remember.
Nope. Second question. There's some also dating back to 14. Do you know how much the equipment costs that you finance with them? The reason I'm asking
Yeah, the total equipment that, because we bought like 8 or 9 pieces of equipment, and I think we spent about $260,000.
Okay.
Yep. We've got that paid down now to about $130,000. We got about 50% of it paid off.
What's your monthly payment?
The monthly payment is about, it's changed because there's multiple notes. There's three pieces of equipment on one and there's two on another. Some of those have paid off recently.
Okay.
So I think it's been gradually dropping. It started out around $11,000 a month, and I think now it's down around $7,000.
Okay.
Or $6,000, something like that.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm just answering some questions from my underwriting team.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure I've got this right. I'm just going to read this. You want to have the borrower be strong. You want the borrower to be strong steel of Texas. You're finding a cross-court for strong structural steel. The UCC can only go into the holding company, which is strong steel of Texas.
Correct.
Perfect. Let me see what I can do for you here. But if you could find out if you personally signed on those, that'd actually be really helpful.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go back and look.
Yeah, is your social listed anywhere or your name, you know, is it, say, personally guaranteed? Which is not a big deal. I just, like, they'd like to know. And I'll find out what I can do for you probably by the end of business today.
Great. I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.